Thanks for listening. This is Momentum, the entrepreneurship podcast for photographers. I'm your host, Nate Grahek, portrait photographer and entrepreneur. Join me each week as I interview the most successful and inspiring photographers in our industry. We bring you innovative and proven business strategies you can use to shift the momentum in your own photography business, giving you the freedom to do more of what you love in business and in life. Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's show. I'm super excited to have the one and only Brian Caparici of The Sprouting Photographer. Dude, your podcast is ridiculous. Everywhere I go, I see it on like these top 10 lists. iTunes is featuring it. Your commitment to bringing some of the best podcast education to our industry is bar none, dude. It's such an honor to have you on our podcast. Thanks for coming.
Oh, Nate, thank you so much for having me on here. And I mean, long live the podcast. I think way back when you and I, maybe when we were first introduced, Nate, I was doing things with my podcast. You guys were doing things and you emailed me and said something like, long live the podcast, or, you know, podcasting is the future. And it's like, yeah, let's rally around this, because podcasting is so wonderful as a form of education.
It's so great. And what we're going to talk about, a theme today, is our relationship with time and being busy. Let's talk about podcasts. I don't even have a long commute. My daily commute usually is going to pick up the kids from daycare, and I've got 20 minutes back and forth, which I don't like. It's perfect. Anything longer would be a bummer. Anything shorter wouldn't really be time for a podcast. But it's amazing how much I can consume from entertainment is like a way to check out and just hear an amazing, well-told story on This American Life or Radiolab or something like that, or TED Radio Hour, or something amazing in our industry on podcasts like yours, where it's this time that I feel like was gifted to me. Like somebody just gave me this huge pile of time in which I can now consume amazing content and just become one of my favorite ways to learn and consume. Like I look forward to it almost. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's almost like it's kind of passive education in a way, or I guess passive entertainment, you know? I mean, as photographers are actually a great use case for it, because you could be sitting there in your studio editing a wedding or designing an album, and at the same time, you could be listening to a great interview or listening to a great story like This American Life or Serial or any of those. And it's just this great way to kind of fill your brain with positivity while you're perhaps doing something else at the same time.
Totally. Serial is a big favorite of mine too. Like the whole country kind of hooked on this, this cool story. Yeah. I remember sitting, I got into my car, I got my coffee and was ready to, I was so amped. It was like, this feels similar to the way I feel when like a new episode of Game of Thrones comes out and I get my popcorn and my soda and I'm sitting down on the couch ready to watch this great show. It was a similar excitement and anticipation because of interacting with a podcast or listening to it is that much more intimate too, even though it's just audio.
Right.
The old classical audio radio dramas are like coming back. It's so
totally. Yeah. Well, and I'd like to think that everyone is as on the edge of their seat for our conversation today as well, right?
Of course they are. We've got some awesome things to talk about. So if you don't know Brian, he's the founder of Sprouting Photographer Podcast and also Sprout Studio. And in today's conversation, we're going to be exploring this idea of how we like to make excuses for the fact that we're busy. And bottom line is busy does not necessarily equal productive. Mm-hmm. And how are we using technology, using education to get the very best return on our time so that we're not always saying, oh, hey, how are things going? Oh, busy, but good. Busy's good. It actually isn't. It's really fun when you can reply back, things are going great. And I actually had time to go golfing this week. Mm-hmm. And it felt really good to clock out at 5 and be home for when my kids got off the bus. And this weekend, we're taking a long weekend and I don't have to worry about all of the pieces of my business falling apart because I've got this automation built in.
Yeah, totally. I love how you started the conversation off today, Nate, where you say, you know, our relationship with time. And I think that is something that we really have to kind of take a step back and evaluate where our head's at with all of this, because so often we kind of look at busy and we look at the way that we spend our time almost as a means of justification or as, like you said, as an excuse. You know, I mean, you see someone that you haven't seen for a long time and you say, how you doing? And they say busy. And all of a sudden we make our minds up about, oh, well, they must be, you know, really successful, or they must be doing really great things, or they must just be this. Or maybe you say, oh, sorry, I haven't talked to you in so long. I've been so busy. And I think even that very statement, probably every photographer can relate to it, because in the middle of wedding season, you probably use that excuse with your family, with your friends, with anyone where it's like, oh, sorry, I'm busy. It's wedding season. We're really busy and we're leading into the holidays and we're just busy. And I really want to encourage photographers to think about the fact that living the busy mindset and being in this space of constantly feeling overwhelmed and overworked and stressed out, that is not a way to live. That's not a way that we can sustain. We can't do that in the long term. But also further to that, that's not why we got into photography. That's not why we started doing this thing that we love. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine many photographers, you know, when they're first getting going in their career or getting started as a photographer, they fall in love with this creative ability and this thing that we can do with telling stories with the camera, with our vision. And they say, oh my gosh, I love this so much. I just can't wait to be sitting behind a computer for 50 hours a week and not seeing my family for weeks on end because of this. It's like, come on, that doesn't happen, right? Yet so often that's where we end up finding ourselves, because right. We don't have the right mindset. We don't have the right systems. We don't have the right priorities in our business, or we're not at least setting up the proper priorities, setting up the proper systems and processes to prioritize, yep. So that we can have a nice balanced lifestyle. And like what I just like ultimately want to say to photographers is that there's nothing more fulfilling and more amazing than being able to make a living doing what you love. And mm-hmm. as photographers, no one gets this more than we do. I mean, the fact that I can go on vacation with the money I make with my camera, or I can support a home and a family with the money I make from a camera is amazing. But that doesn't mean that you have to be a slave to your business. It doesn't mean that you have to be nonstop busy in the sense of you being overworked and overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. It's okay to have balance in your life.
Absolutely. And I think the tide is turning in our industry and outside, where people are learning that even if it means sacrificing a certain amount of percentage of your potential revenue so that you have more work-life balance. But here's the beauty, and this is what I get so excited about software especially, is we don't have to sacrifice anymore. Like mm-hmm. it doesn't mean it's not a mutually exclusive thing. You don't have to make less in order to have a balanced life. When you leverage the tools that are available to photographers today, we are able to take a step back and have the balance while our business runs on autopilot to a certain extent, right?
Totally. And I think that's the thing that is definitely important to clarify. So thanks for mentioning that, because when I say you don't want to be living a busy lifestyle and that you want to eliminate the word busy from your vocabulary, I don't mean that in the sense that you don't want to have a successful business, or you don't want to have lots of clients calling you, or you don't want to have lots of shoots to do or work to edit. That's not what I mean. But more, I mean the psychological state of overwhelm and overburden and overworked that we get ourselves in, where it's that like, oh, hey, how you doing? And you're kind of saying it as you pass by. It's like, oh, I'm just so busy. I'm just so busy. It's that state that you don't need to be in.
Right.
And in fact, I actually think that, as photographers, there's so much that we can be doing to automate and manage and organize and simplify our business that can help us make more money than we've ever been able to make in the history of being a photographer, with as little amount of busyness involved in that, in terms of the daily grind and being overwhelmed and overworked. Mm-hmm. I use a prime example, Nate. We ran a program called Take Back Your 80 about a year ago, and I used myself as a prime example to say I've been spending about 75% of my time at that point in Sprout. Yet I was still running a full-time photography business. How was I able to work roughly 8 hours a week and still run a full-time photography business grossing over $250,000 a year? Yep. It's because I was applying these ideas and these systems and these processes of not being busy and all these truths that you can replace what I call the lie of busy with, so that you can be efficient and effective and productive without feeling like you're spinning your wheels.
That's so cool. So I want to pull that apart, dude. Congratulations. So you were running one of the most successful podcasts in our industry and running a very successful portrait business.
Yeah.
So that's freaking awesome, dude. So what on the highest level, what do you think? Because I think we'll get specific later, but right now we're really talking about a mind shift. And that's
yes.
What I'm getting at is it sounded like you had some kind of shift in your own way you looked at your time
that made
this possible for you.
Totally. The simplest way that I can sort of illustrate this is to say this. Nate, if you can for a moment, just think about the last time you went on vacation.
Yep.
Okay. What day of the week were you leaving to go on that vacation, if you can remember?
Saturday.
Yep. Okay. I would be willing to bet with 95% certainty that the Thursday and the Friday before that Saturday, mm-hmm. you got more work done in those 2 days
yep.
than you did in the 2 weeks that were before it. Is that right?
Right. Yep.
Totally. And I bet most photographers listening can relate to the same thing. Now, how does that work? Like, how is it that we can get so much done when we have something like a vacation looming over us and coming up,
yep.
yet when we have all the time in the world, it takes us forever to get things done?
Yep.
It's what is called Parkinson's Law. And Parkinson's Law goes on to state that tasks will expand to the time that you give them.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that as soon as you start implying deadlines and due dates and boundaries around the work that you do,
yep.
you will find a way to get things done in the time that you give yourself.
Totally.
And it's actually astounding, because there's been studies and examples and focus groups done on simple things, like they would take a group of people and give them a 40-hour work week and give them a set of tasks.
Yep.
They would take a different group of people and say, here's the exact same amount of tasks, yet every one of your days, you don't have 9 to 5, you have 9 to 3.
Yep.
And yet both groups would get the work done with the exact same level of quality. And yet one group had like 12 hours less in the week to do it.
Yep. Well,
how is that the case? And it's because our minds are sophisticated, extremely intelligent things that allow us to take a look at deadlines, to take a look at what we have to get done and the time that we have to do them, mm-hmm. and then find a way to make it work.
Yep.
And so if you're a photographer that's just like, oh yeah, I'm going to get into Lightroom and just start editing this wedding, you might find yourself 5 hours later finishing it up, but
yep.
it's because you didn't apply any kind of boundary. Totally. Whereas if you said, hey, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to completely focus, shut out all distraction. Yep. I'm going to start a timer. And when this timer hits 1 hour, I'm done editing this wedding and it's getting exported as is.
Yeah.
I promise you that you'll be able to get that done in an hour if you imply that kind of deadline.
Totally. And it's about like really having that heart to heart with yourself and being like, yeah. what's more important? Because we all know editing is the perfect example of how time can just disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all of these things you've got to ask yourself. So I continue to go over on my editing time. What am I getting out of that?
Right.
And acknowledge what's the okay. So it feels good. I really like being a perfectionist. If it's a good reflection of my style, all of these things, right? But we study after study has been shown that your clients oftentimes don't notice that extra hour you've spent editing on that one photo, right?
Right.
It's not worth it. So many, many people are realizing how awesome it is to outsource the bulk, the heavy lifting of your editing. Not all of it, but a lot of it can be outsourced now. So you can focus doing the things that you love to do the most. This is so cool. I think there's an analogy I want to use. I heard somewhere else where, and I think as entrepreneurs, we can tap into this concept of being lazy like a fox, where it's having there's all this negativity attached to the word lazy, right? But being really, there's like a really fine line of being lazy and efficient, right? Where if you just get really clear on what needs to get done, when's the time it needs to get done by, and you start to realize, oh, well, you know what? I just have to ship this. Shipping this as is better than not shipping it at all or having it take over and ruin my weekend.
Right. Right. So, well, and the idea that if you could spend an hour now, that would save you 5 hours tomorrow.
Yeah.
That would be a much better use of your time now than to start picking away at that 5 hours today.
Yeah.
It's the idea, I'll probably botch this quote up, but I believe it was, I don't remember who it was. I'll have to look into it and figure out who it was to give to your audience. But it was, you know, someone saying, if I had, you know, 4 hours to cut down a tree, I would spend the first three sharpening my axe.
Yeah.
And it's the whole idea that if you can come up with ways, like even like editing, we're talking about editing. It's a simple system.
Yep.
It's a simple, simple idea. But if you spend 5 hours editing a wedding, what if you could spend right now, today, the next hour setting up some presets and some templates and some boundaries and some tools that could help make that 5 hours be 2 hours?
Yeah.
That would be a great use of your time. Not only would you save time today with this wedding that you're editing, but for every wedding thereafter, you're going to save a ton of time.
Right.
So, you know, investing in systems like that and in your time to make those kinds of systems is a huge benefit.
Huge, huge. I love it. So let's dig into some specifics. So what you've been like quietly working your ass off on not just solving a couple problems for photographers that are running a business. I think that there's, you spoke at the beginning of the call about why we get into photography and the all of these, there's so many great benefits, the difference we can make. Being able to do an artistic passion job for a job is pretty amazing.
Yep.
But oftentimes we are a company of one or very few, and all of the tasks of running a business start to mount up. And it's amazing how many there are, from accounting to marketing to payroll to even payroll, even if it's just yourself, that's still a thing you got to do, right? Like it's still, it's just as hard actually to do it for one person. It is for five.
Yep.
The fact that you have to do it at all is a thing, right? There's all of these things that mount up in running your business. And there's a few things, a few processes specific to running a photography studio that, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. I've shared with Brian in the past, my background is actually from Lawson Software, which is a big software company here in the Twin Cities. And what I learned early days, I had no idea how powerful this was, but he says software alone is not magical. It does nothing that a human can't do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It doesn't do anything. It just does some things really, really fast and really, really accurately. But it doesn't do any, it's not a magical wand, right? And so a lot of times people will try to implement software to fit their own lack of process or their own broken processes, and they fail completely.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so great about what you've built is not just software, but best practices, a series of steps in an order that's proven to work in successful businesses around the world so that they don't have to worry about how does this fit into my business. You just follow this step by step and start saving amazing amounts of time and also making more money on the sales end. Let's start at the beginning of just why you wanted to bring this to photographers in the first place. And then we can go into some of the problems you really wanted to solve.
Totally. Thanks, Nate. And actually just quickly about that idea of, you know, software is really only as good as you make it. You know, it's almost like someone getting a membership at the gym, never going to the gym and then complaining 3 months later that they haven't lost weight. Or it's like, okay, you know, but, you know, at the same time, one of the things that we've heard time and time again from many users that are using Sprout Studio is they're saying that we've come as close to creating kind of a studio franchise system as they've ever seen. You know, I mean, not only are we providing the actual tool for implementation, which is all the various aspects of Sprout Studio, but we're providing templates and basic things to get started with. So if you don't want to go and spend all this time writing your email templates, they're a click away for free right within Sprout Studio. We've pre-written dozens and dozens of email templates. If you don't want to go and spend all this time making a questionnaire that you send to your bride and groom, or maybe you haven't just taken the time to think about that, we've pre-made a whole bunch of those that you can just copy right into your Sprout account for free and use verbatim, or edit if you'd like to edit them for your own use. So not only are we providing the tools, not only are we providing the education through sproutingphotographer.com, but we're literally giving you the pieces of the puzzle within Sprout Studio so that you can get in there, get set up as quick as you possibly can, and start saving time in your business so you can get back to doing the things you love to do, which is, for most people, photography.
This is so cool.
Yeah. So okay, well, why don't I start, and I'll tell you sort of how I came to the idea of Sprout Studio, because I'm obviously, like I mentioned earlier, a photographer myself, and I'm a very technical, systematic photographer in the way that I run my business. I'm very, very techy, very nerdy. I went to school for computer science, so I love that side of things. And I got to a point about 2.5 years ago, after I'd been running a business for about 7.5 years, where I just found the running of a business, of a photography business, to be, in its current state, super complicated. You know, there's so many great tools that are out there for us to use. Mm-hmm. Studio management softwares and gallery softwares and questionnaire builders and invoice systems and all these different things that exist that are wonderful. But I was just like, wait a minute. If I photographed Jay and Mary's wedding, and then I have to go into my studio management system to put all their information in there. And then I have to go over here to their online gallery system and put all their information in over there. And then I have to go over here to their album proof software and put all their information in there and then send them the album proof there. And then I have to go over to their contract system and do something. It's just like, wait a minute. Why am I wasting all this time inputting the same information in 4 or 5 different places?
Yeah.
And then when Jay and Mary hear from me, they're getting a completely different experience depending on what I'm giving them or what I'm showing them. So their album proof looks different than their gallery. Their gallery looks different than their contracts. Their contracts looks different than their questionnaires. And it's all this inconsistent customer experience. And then not only is it complicated for them, but once they make an order in their gallery, my studio management software doesn't know about it. Once they approve an album, I can't do any automation and have something done with that information. So it was complicated for me. It was complicated for my client. And I was thinking, how does this make sense? Like, all these things that are there to try and simplify our lives and make the running of a photography business easier end up complicating things.
Yep.
So that's why I initially had the idea for Sprout Studio. And over the past 2 years, we've been building it. We've got 14 people here on the team now, from developers to designers to UX and UI designers. And it's just an amazing team. And we've taken a lot of time to really make sure that the system is refined, your customer experience is consistent, and that we're doing everything we can to make your life and the process of running a photography business easier.
Yep.
So all the different pieces, I'll just like quickly skim over them just so that, you know, those listening have an idea of it. In Sprout Studio, we do studio management, which is everything from intake of leads and organizing and automation through workflows and emails and questionnaires, and then booking a lead into a shoot and then taking payments and having them sign contracts and everything that you would expect out of being able to manage your clients. So that's like one component of it. Mm-hmm. The next component of it is online galleries. So you can upload your images and organize them and have different permissions, and you can do digital delivery for your brides and grooms or your portrait clients so they can download their images right from their gallery. Mm-hmm. They can share them, they can submit favorites, all different kinds of things like that. Everything you'd come to expect out of a proofing gallery system, we do through Sprout Studio. However, the kicker is that it's tied into their shoot. So when you're looking at Jay and Mary in Sprout Studio, not only do you have all of their data and their questionnaires and their invoices and their contracts, but you've got their galleries sitting right beside it. And it's all organized in one place. And it's also organized for Jay and Mary. So yep. They don't have to go and remember 100 different links for all the different things that they have with you.
Mm-hmm.
On top of the galleries, we've got album proofing. So they can go and, you know, review an album that you designed for them. They can suggest changes. If there's a gallery, like let's say that you've got Jay and Mary's wedding photo gallery, and then you're giving them their wedding album design, they could actually click a button and say suggest replacement image. Let's say they don't love one of the images that you chose. They could actually click the button and then go and find the image that they would like to see in there and then click it, and it would tell you this is the image that they want to replace there.
Sweet.
So it automates it. Instead of them saying, oh, can I have the picture of Uncle Bob here? It's mm-hmm. like, well, what picture of Uncle Bob? And mm-hmm. that process in and of itself is a ton of back and forth.
Yeah,
a ton
it saves
of,
like five emails.
Right? So, yeah. So like all of that, and those are the things, like when I say systems that are designed to save you time, a simple thing like that may not seem like a lot, but multiply that by 20 weddings, by a couple different back and forths, you know, in and of itself could just save you hours upon hours upon hours.
Yep.
So that's like the overview, I guess, of everything we do in Sprout Studio. But ultimately, we've just designed everything with sort of two main things in mind. One, we want to make the photographer's life easier. So we want to help them organize and systematize and automate and have everything in a much simpler user interface so that it's not complicated. It's right there in front of you. It's easy to find what you got to find. So you don't have to waste your time in the minutia of running your photography business. And you can just do your thing and then get away from the computer and spend time doing what you love, which is photography.
Yep.
And the second branch of that is we wanted the customer experience to be consistent and beautiful and with the merits of the end user in mind. Something simple like button placement or colors that we choose or the size of images or the speed of images or how a gallery looks on a mobile device, all little things like that for everything that you use in Sprout Studio for your clients is consistent and elegant and beautiful and designed to make their experience the best it can be.
Wow. This is incredible. I love it. One of the things I'll speak to, so there's two points I want to wrap up with here. Mm-hmm. One is, for those of you, you got to take a look. If you're brand new or if you've been in a studio for a while, get sproutstudio.com. Just the website you've built, just explaining these pieces. I recommend going through it and listening to this again. It's a really good guided tour. As I'm looking through, there's a couple things that I want to point out. First, I want to talk about online galleries. Mm-hmm. And I get frustrated with there's so many services out there that do online, right? And do proofing.
Yep. Yep.
And where I really feel like companies are doing a disservice is that how do I say this? It's not going to be very PC, but oh well. It preys on the new photographer insecurity of doing sales.
Right.
Where it lets them believe in this dream that you're going to be able to earn a decent living doing just, here's an online gallery, here you go, place your order.
Mm-hmm.
Like time and time again, it's been proven that it doesn't work. And I know that you're a huge proponent of in-person sales.
Yep.
And you've taken all of the magic that and the things that work well and in person and moved them into online so that if doing an in-person sales session doesn't work, you've got the right process and tools in place to still run a successful business.
Yes. So,
because you can't just let somebody go on an online gallery and expect them to place an order that will sustain your business. It just doesn't happen. We need to educate and hold your clients' hands. So now I want like an example of the last point I'll make is I could list all these other cool features because what's amazing is I saw this back in my big company corporate software days is 10 years ago, there was this huge rush to what's called integrated software or suite-based software. That doesn't make sense to many people on the call today because that's big technology terms. But what the whole industry is made up of today in our world is what it's called a best in breed. We're all really good at doing one or two things. And the big next generation for software in our industry now is going to be this suite play where mm-hmm. you're bringing together several of the things all under one roof for a monthly price point that is similar to what some people are paying for just one part of this puzzle. And you're bringing together all of these together. It's incredible. I've got mad respect for what you've been able to pull off while still doing such a good job of educating and helping photographers throughout. Everybody, please check out Sprout Studio and start to look at how and consider some of the things we've talked about today of how you can change your relationship with time and being so busy, where you can lean on, many of us are solo business owners or very small teams. What's so great about technology, it lets you grow your team, where you essentially, you have all of the insight and expertise from other photographers that built these software to run your business for you. So that it takes a lot of the guesswork out and helps you save time and make more money throughout the business. It's pretty much a no-brainer.
Yeah, thanks, Nate. And I guess in closing, I want to just remind photographers that the tools are there. You know, like whether you use, I mean, Sprout Studio, obviously I would love for you to use Sprout Studio. There's many tools that you can use as a photographer. There's many things that you can do. However, having the tool, or even to an extent, having the knowledge, isn't in and of itself enough. You have to A, be in the right state of mind to be open and accepting to it, but also B, you've got to then go and apply. You actually have to do, you know, and that's the biggest thing, is that let's help you redefine what busy means. Think about what your time means to you, and how can you implement systems and processes and then act on those to run a great business, but still have some balance back in your life? Because ultimately that's what we all want out of our photography businesses.
Absolutely. Good stuff, man. A fantastic conversation as always. I look forward to hearing continued stories of success of people on this platform, because this is really exciting. I think we're just at the beginning.
It's just the beginning. Thanks for having me here on the podcast, Nate.
You bet. Have a good one. Cheers.